In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Next to Good Friday, today is the most somber day on the Christian calendar. Ash Wednesday is the day when we remember that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. As I asked you to remember just a few minutes ago when I placed ashes on your head. But what do I mean when I say that to you? When we are remembering a tragically significant day in human history, a day that made necessary everything we are going to talk about through this entire season of Lent, the day that created for us a significant problem: to dust you shall return. That statement is a direct quote from Genesis 3:19 that we read tonight. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. There, God is addressing Adam immediately after the fall into sin in the Garden of Eden. He is informing Adam of all the negative consequences of his and Eve's disobedience in eating the fruit of the tree that God had instructed them not to eat. God had warned Adam and Eve that if they ate the fruit from that tree, they shall surely die. But they did not obey God. And instead, follow the tempting words of Satan, eating the fruit of that tree. And from that day on, death followed, just as God said it would. Adam had been formed by God from the dust of the ground, and God's statement to Adam, "You are dust," acknowledged his creation of Adam from the dust of the ground. Then the words, "To dust you shall return," acknowledged Adam's pending physical death and the decay in returning to the ground that death would bring. Adam was formed from the ground, and Adam would return to the ground. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. But there is also an eternal death that sin, that the sin of Adam and Eve brought into the world that day. An eternal estrangement and separation from God, banishment from Him, from His love, His mercy, and His compassion. Adam would live the rest of his days remembering those sobering words from God. Imagine how he must have wished that he could go back in time and undo what he and Eve had done. But it was done. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. Unfortunately, you and I are conceived and born facing the same problem that Adam did following his sin. As Paul writes in Romans chapter 5, "Therefore sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned." That statement made by God to Adam is just as valid when spoken to each one of us. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. This is a significant problem. But we don't like to think about it, do we? Our own death, the fact that we will one day go into the earth is not something we like to remember. It makes us uncomfortable. It's like someone said to me today, we want to go to heaven, but not today. And our society makes it very easy to avoid remembering that we are dust. From advertising to books and movies, so often the impression is given that life in this world goes on forever. That we are invincible. That somehow we are the exception to death. We convince ourselves that maybe if we don't think about it, we can somehow avoid it. And so many people go through life avoiding that one final earthly reality. They go through life avoiding that one final earthly reality until they are right at death's doorstep. God reminds us all this day, to dust you shall return. And so, as people who remember that we are dust, we gather here and in our homes on this Ash Wednesday and repent of our sin. We confess. We admit before God and one another that, you know, that we are sinful. Our sin, our sinfulness. We express our sorrow for our sin. We ask God to forgive our sin. We ask God to help us amend our sinful life and live a more God-pleasing life. And yet, even more important than you remembering that you are dust is the fact that God remembered that you are dust. In Psalm 103, the psalmist informs us that God knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. And in the scriptures, whenever God remembers his people, he always acts on behalf of his people to bless his people. In fact, God had already remembered us and all of his people even before he told Adam, you are dust and to dust you shall return. Because just 4 verses before God spoke these words to Adam, that very same significant day, God spoke to Satan and assured Satan that God was going to send one that would crush Satan's head. Remembering that we are dust, God did act on behalf of us and all people. He fulfilled the promise. He came here and lived among us in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Christ completely and voluntarily took upon himself all sin and evil, even the penalty for sin and evil, death itself. He himself went into the earth, into the dust of the ground, as he was buried in the tomb. Worst of all, he endured the penalty of spiritual death there on the cross as he was abandoned and forsaken by his Father, and he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? But he would not remain in the dust of the earth. On the third day, he would rise from the dust of the earth just as he predicted he would. And so will you. On the day when he returns, you and all believers in Jesus Christ will rise from the dust of the earth with new glorified bodies, bodies that are incorruptible, no longer subject to sin, bodies that are immortal, no longer subject to death. And that's why we did not just place ashes on our heads tonight. We also received the sign of the cross upon us. For only in the cross of Christ and what occurred there do we have hope and life. There is an old expression that maybe you are familiar with. Left in the dust. You guys heard before? Yeah, you guys are all English speakers, so you probably know better than I do. For example, when there is a race taking place and one runner pulls away from the other, the announcer might say that the runner who pulled away left the other runner in the dust. You know, in other words, he left the runner behind. We give thanks that God has not left us in the dust. He has not abandoned us in our deadly, significant problem. He has not left us behind. Just the opposite is the case. He came here in the person of Jesus Christ to make certain that we would be lifted from the dust of the earth. Just as Christ rose physically, bodily, from the grave, so we too will join him in a resurrection like his. God will not leave us in the dust. God will not leave us in the dust. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.